Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jeff Carlin, my good friend and co-host here on the Chicago Way, is a decent man. A good man. A good husband to Christine. A good friend to many, including me. Except for one thing. He keeps going out of his way to tell me that time travel is impossible. And that's insane, Jeff. And I don't care if you're going to be a physics teacher or not, and physics tells you it can't happen. I'm telling you it does, and I'll prove it. Because as you're listening to the theme song of a great time traveler, Mr. Peabody and his pet boy Sherman, let me tell you that Jeff is wrong about time travel, and jumping back and forth through time is indeed possible. I expect to jump from the 1890s in Iowa to an operating table on Tuesday morning and get this shoulder fixed. And if you're listening to this, say, on Tuesday morning with me up on the operating table and talking to you about what I was thinking just before I went under, which is the gossips at the backyard fence, the Ruffiani picking at me and talking a little and picking a little and talking a little at me. Cheap, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more.
Pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheap, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more. Pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheap, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more. Pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheap, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more. Pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk.
You've heard that song. But it was Eric Zorn talking to John Williams on WGN. Eric rolling his eyes about me having a fit, about the Tribune doxing me in my new home in Northwest Indiana. And referencing his partner Steinberg and somebody, maybe it was Williams, saying, it's like coming after me is like shooting fish in a barrel. That may be true, but am I really fish in a barrel? Like salted cod? Like bacalao? Pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little. Pick a little, talk a little, cheap, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more. You've heard that song, guys, haven't you? It kind of says what it means, doesn't it? I heard that song, or I heard sounds that made me think of that song, just as I was editing Steve Huntley's Sunday column at John Cass News about George Soros and the Tribune Flies, who accused me of religious bigotry for warning about Soros. And I could distinctly hear the ladies of River City, Iowa, above the buzz of the Tribune Flies. And you know what they say, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheap, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more. And while they're cheaping and picking, news is still breaking. New York Mayor Eric Adams, who like other Democrats just loves the sanctuary city idea, is a heap upset now that the governor of Texas is sending up illegal immigrants who cross the border. I'm sorry, migrants who crossed illegally, breaking our laws. But who cares about those laws? That's just the border. And we don't have a border, do we, Joe Biden?
This is a real burden on New Yorkers as we're trying to do the right thing. We already, as I stated, we already have an overburdened shelter system. So now we're talking about, as you stated, food, clothing, school. This is going to impact our schools because we do not turn away individuals because they're undocumented. Translation services. There's just a whole host of things that this is going to produce. And that's why we need help. And getting this done, and we need the right coordination to make it happen.
And the CTA and the Chicago police are trying to deal with violent crime on the CTA since it's exploding and people are getting killed. And there'll be more canine dogs, more security guards, unarmed. I don't know what that does, unarmed security. With dogs with muzzles on them. Muzzled dogs and men without weapons. Okay. And more CPD officers taking out of the neighborhoods to patrol the CTA. And meanwhile, Randy Weingarten, my old friend, president of the American Federation of Teachers, is picking up the old Tribune Guild playbook that they used on me and Soros. They didn't use it on Soros, they used it on me. Tweeting at Senator Marco Rubio that if Rubio dares criticize Soros for electing prosecutors who won't prosecute the laws as written, well, then he's an anti-Semite. Yes, it is all very confusing, and it is all very loud and desperate, with fangs of dogs dripping with saliva and fangs of snakes dripping with venom, as the ladies with the big hats stand at the fence and talk across it back and forth. Ruffiani, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little. Cheap, cheap, cheap. Talk a lot, pick a little more. And where are you? Well, you're on with me on Stuck in Time. Forget what Jeff says. As we leap from the operating table on Tuesday to River City in the 1890s, with those old lady gossips in their big hats, picking and talking and picking and talking. And you're on the Chicago Way Podcast with Jeff Carlin and John Cass on WGN Plus.
The Chicago Way is a deep cultural phenomenon.
It's the Chicago Way.
The Chicago Way. That's the focus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man. There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand. Defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso. In a tower by the river, Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago Way.
Okay, we're recording, Jeff, but Jeff Carlin, but I just want you to know, just for the record, that in my time travels, the last thing I'm going to be thinking of is the Ruffiani at the fence in the big hats with the women. Pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little. And if you don't know what Ruffiani is, Ruffiani are storytellers. If you look it up, it'll suggest Ruffiani are pimps and panderers. But, you know, language is imprecise. And I don't think of anyone that way in those terms.
No, it's entertainers. Maybe
entertainers are gossips and storytellers.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like in the Middle Ages, I could say your thumb or your tongue. Which one you want?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, John. We're doing a time travel episode here, if we will. As people listen to this, it's a tale of two Johns.
As people listen to this, the real John will be stretched out on an operating table, having his shoulders scraped or repaired. And the only thing I really think about is getting that left shoulder repaired so I could lift up some big fat steelhead. Now, I had a friend of mine, Steve the pilot, because I said something about I need to fix my arm because, you know, those steel head are big and they're 30 pounds. And Steve the pilot started mocking me, saying, 30 pounds, man, you really think you're going to catch a 30-pound fish? And the point is, yes, I do.
There you go. Aim high. Yes. But yeah, we're time traveling in the sense that this is what time travel is all about, John, as we would know it. Our limits of time travel are based on what's already happened. We can't change the past by going back. We can see what happened by, you know, it's the idea of like a fossil record, you know, it's technically, that's like a time travel in its own where it's a residue. It's what's left after history has happened. You know, what's come before us. Same thing as a podcast.
I could put some oil on this creaky chair.
Seriously. And
put it up. So, okay, what's exactly going on this week besides, I mean, the big news to me personally was Steve Huntley wrote this killer column.
Yeah, great John piece.
Kiss News. He calls out the guild as insects, which I agree with. And then you have Eric and others, you know, wondering, like,
piling on.
Why is John Cass so upset about his house? What, it's like shooting fish in a barrel, you know, like, yeah. Okay, enjoy yourself. Pick a little talk, a little pick, talk, pick, talk, pick. And enjoy yourself. But I'm not there, man.
In these situations, I always quote Michelle Obama, when they go low, we go high.
Do you really believe that she meant that, though? Or do you really think she would say, because Southside girl would say, when they go low, we go lower.
Yeah, right. Who brings a gun? He brings a knife, you bring a gun. No, absolutely. That's not the Chicago way.
The line. Obama in Philadelphia said those words.
Right.
He quoted the piece, the
Untouchables. Yeah.
The Untouchables that David Mamet wrote. And apparently, I don't know if it was the White House or the Men in Black, but Jeff Carlin tried to find that audio, and so did I, and it was gone. I mean, we couldn't find it. It was taken away.
Yeah, I couldn't find it anywhere. It was well scrubbed. But that's a few people got paid for lots of money to do that crap. No, I mean, it's been a crazy week for that, John. I mean, I don't understand the fascination in it. I don't understand. I've never understood any of that stuff. But
no, I don't either. But it has nothing to do with real life. I mean, okay, here's some real life for you, since we don't have all day. Since I'm sitting up there on the gurney or where whatever it is in the operating table.
Sure. You got your wing in check.
Yeah. They're dripping it, and they're saying you'll feel a rush. It'll feel hot and then, or something. It'll feel warm, sir. But you know what? New York Mayor Eric Adams is all upset about the Governor Abbott of Texas sending migrants that he catches in Texas across the border up to New York. What's going on there? What is that? We miss the delicious irony of
right. I know. And it's funny. And meanwhile, you've got the Biden's administration trying to like reenact and establish some of the rules that were like considered during the Trump era very offensive or mean or bad to immigrants or racists, whatever they were. And meanwhile, Biden is quietly doing the same exact things, trying to stem this tide. I don't understand that it doesn't get more cover. I mean, we know why it gets more cover, because in theory, these people are going to be voters to one side or the other.
I just think that the president doesn't care about the border, and it's about transforming the country against the will of the people. And the best way to do that, when the people won't like it, is just to ignore it and have your friends in the press ignore it and
distract with something else.
You know, I don't know what would distract us anymore, but. Okay, here's one.
What do you got, John?
The Chicago Police Department, David Brown, the superintendent, is upset about the violence on the CTA.
Oh, my gosh.
Dorval Carter, who all things I hear about him, he's a smart man and a good man, has the CTA have been desperate to try to stop the crime and the assaults on the CTA. People aren't taking the CTA.
Yeah.
And there was the Sun-Times came out with the story, because they at least cover Chicago.
with the violence and crime. With the
violence. And it was about all the violence on the CTA.
Right. Yeah. It's been another record weekend for CTA violence. And the same cries, people are like, oh, we need more security, we need more police. And it's, none of that's actually happening. You can't can't squeeze so much from a stone, right? You can't squeeze blood from a stone. And it's just a joke that they, you know, keep telling us that they're going to, oh, we can't hire guards for these neighborhoods, or we're going to hire some extra security for the CTA, or CTA drivers aren't going to show up, or that we should arm the CTA drivers. I mean, the ideas they're coming up with aren't very helpful. And as John O'Malley told us, it's not safe even for somebody who's used to that type of situation.
He got lit up too by one of my trolls.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's so pathetic. You know, the funny thing is that the trolls would be the first people to beg for help from a police officer.
Right.
Right. But the larger issue is that the CTA is putting more security guards and more canine dogs on the CTA, but the security guards aren't armed.
Right.
And that means that probably the dogs will be muzzled.
Yep.
So then what are we doing? We're walking dogs around, poor dogs, to crap on the L platforms? And what?
Yeah.
What are we really doing? I mean, if they're muzzled and they're security guards and without arms or without police powers to make arrests, what are we doing?
Right. Absolutely. What is it? It's you know, it's smoke and mirrors. It's more efforting, as we talked about last week, and the idea that the mayor has to look like she's doing something and look like solutions are being put forward. Oh, if they don't work, they don't work. But so it's just a revolving door of bad ideas and failed intentions. But there is some news in people who are being held to account out of Florida, right, John?
Governor
DeSantis isn't the you're touting right. him for taking action over a state's attorney who's just not doing their job, apparently.
Well, that's what DeSantis says.
Right.
DeSantis says that Andrew Warren, a state's attorney, a district attorney in Florida, I think the Tampa area, has been removed, according to the governor, because Mr. Warren, DeSantis says, decides what laws he's going to prosecute and what laws he's going to obey and what laws he won't obey.
Right.
And that's not his choice. And right. I keep trying to tell that to people here in Chicago. It's not Kim Fox's, you know, if shoplifting is a felony and somebody steals $900 from me a day, every right. day comes in and steals $900. I'm not going to be in business long.
Right.
I mean, not everybody's not everybody's funded by, you know, some venture capitalist firm. Right, how do you stay in business?
Right. Exactly. I mean, and that's the just these unintended consequences that or maybe intended. I mean, being malicious, people do believe that. So, I mean, that's out there, but I don't know that I think it comes out of, you know, being a malicious nature, but it does seem nearsighted in that we run into these problems. We have smash and grabs out in the suburbs now. People are complaining about other counties are like saying, hey, you know, this stuff is not going to happen here. It's not going to fly here like it does in other counties. We've seen that in places like Lake County, DuPage County, where new crimes like this have spilled over out of more opportunity. But when these guys get caught, these gals get caught, they face the full force of the law. Not Cook County, they don't. I don't think there is any machination in Illinois for the governor to do something is you know, I don't know, intense or powerful or I don't know the word for it, but DeSantis, you know, wielding this power to remove and essentially suspend the state's attorney is pretty unprecedented, to use a word that gets overused all the time.
I think that I'm not a constitutional scholar, and I don't think anyone that we know is.
But Charles Lipson, maybe.
Yeah, Charles Lipson. But I would say that if a elected official is not doing their job and is violating the law, that there has to be someone above them who can remove them. And here's another thing that's interesting about that. Marco Rubio, not my most favorite Republican, sure. Although he's a little bit more favorite to me than Mitch McConnell, who's killing his party. But Marco Rubio blasted, supported DeSantis and on the efforts to get rid of Warren. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, here comes America's grandma, Granny Weingarten, with a tweet, and I'm reading it.
Yeah.
This is how anti-Semitism takes root and spread. What is a Soros-backed prosecutor? Soros is a Hungarian Jew who survived the Holocaust. And then she goes in to rant about Viktor Orban. Orban, the authoritarian leader of Hungary, demonizes Soros all the time. So does that mean that that John Cass is responsible for Viktor Orban? I don't know. I don't know what's going on because I don't know him. But
buzzword. That's a buzzword currently. I mean, Viktor Orban is by most accounts not a good person. But
I don't know if it's true if he's not a good person or not. Well, what I do know is that he's for Hungary, not for anybody else. And I think that this effort to, well, it's the same thing that Huntley was writing about with the Tribune Guild did to me. You invoke Soros, like if you dare question Soros, you're then an anti-Semite. I don't understand that. I really don't. Please help me. Please help me.
I can't help you out there, John. I mean, that we talk
I'm about. I'm up on the operating table. I'm kicking my foot, and I feel the dripping going in right now. Drip, drip, and I'm going out. I'm feeling warm and fuzzy in there.
Warm and fuzzy. Yeah. Let's hope that's a feeling. I can't help you with the Soros thing because it doesn't make any sense to me either.
You're
talking about it a lot. It's just. You're qualifying something away to an extent that doesn't make any sense.
It's not. These are the mad rantings of empty-headed Blue Jays,
right?
You know, and the Blue Jays are rather smart. I'm not
they're very smart. They're also can be vicious. I mean,
yes, they eat meat, don't they?
Yeah, they'll kill their birds just to protect their territory. So. Not to be trusted, like baby birds.
Can we just get off the politics for a second?
Sure, John.
Can I tell you, okay, two shows I'm watching.
Sure.
Okay. One is Night Sky that I recommend for Jeff Carlin.
Okay.
It's got Sissy Spacek and the farmer's insurance guy. What's his name? JT?
Oh, J.K. Rowling. Yeah. Not J.K. Rowling.
No.
Close.
Simmons, right?
Yeah, J.K. Simmons it is.
That's a good one. And I'm just going to say it moves a little slow, so it's not, you know, blood and guts every 5 seconds.
Oh, geez, I'll be all right.
And the other one is a story called The Offer. I just started watching it about the making of The Godfather.
Wow, I've heard good things about that, yes.
Confession, I was listening to sports radio, which I never do.
Okay.
I mean, I listen to Holly and...
Well, yeah, Molly and Hanley, sure.
Molly and Hanley. Not Hanley anymore. It's
I know.
Molly and Haw.
Haw, right. Yeah. Sorry, I'm way behind.
I know, you're like 15 years. But anyway, Mike North was on one of those shows, and he's an expert of gambling. And he was talking about he loved this show. So I tracked it down and turned it on, and it's really fascinating.
Well, John, I'm catching up on The Boys. You keep telling me,
and how do you like that?
It's just ridiculous. It's a crazy story, and it's very well executed. Very nice to watch. That's for sure. And I love the music reference. A lot of good fun music drops, Easter eggs, if you will, here and there.
It is a good put down of Marvel, isn't it?
Oh, it's
vicious put down of Marvel.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I think it runs just more about it's like a anti like super capitalist like mentality. Like that's the idea. It's taking that if you could capitalize superheroes, why not do it? And with that craziness, because it's very good. I'm trying to get my dad into it. I think he'd enjoy it. I'm also doing a lot of Sky reading. I just finished this book. I told you The First Conspiracy. I think we were talking about this a couple weeks ago. We just finished that book, or last week rather. About the first conspiracy to assassinate George Washington in the run up to the invasion by the British of New York City.
Who was that? Who was in charge? Yeah. The first conspiracy. So it was to assassinate the president.
Yeah. The
before he was president.
Right. Yeah. He was just the commander of the Continental Army at the time. But yeah, essentially there were British agents working to turn soldiers by offering them land after the war and paying them handsomely, which Continental Army was not known for regularly paying its volunteers. And anyway, so they got to his inner circle, and there was a plot brewing to execute him, or maybe at least fairly capture him when the British arrived. So it's a pretty interesting story. It's good read on that.
Did it happen? Was it real?
It's a true story. Yeah, it's a true story, but it's you have to read. Obviously, they didn't pull off the debauchery, but they came close. It's a pretty good story.
It wouldn't have been the first time that the European powers tried to assassinate somebody.
Exactly. On brand for them.
Goes all the way back to, I don't know, King Otto the Third, you know, in Europe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good play in the playbook. So I recommend that as well. Very good.
All right. And I won't recommend much else because I'm going to be out of it. Everyone, I'm just letting you know I'm going to be out of it. If this thing works and I'm in the comfy chair, I'm sitting up. I've got the sleeve on my shoulder that runs cold water through it and to keep the pain down. And then sooner or later, I've got to start
rehab
therapy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Climbing the little ladders on the wall. It's going to suck.
Yeah.
But you know what? I want to catch those fish. I want to be
able to lift the
big fish. And that's I missed our fishing trip out west for the Anglers Club. And I missed the steelhead run and salmon run. I missed so much. And I just want to get back to it.
Well, Christine and I are going camping, John, so we'll look at the fish fondly on your behalf.
Everybody should know, you should post one of those camping pictures because the main piece of furniture in Jeff Carlin and Christine's camping campsite is a hammock.
Yeah, it's great. We just bought a tandem hammock, John, so we could hang next to each other. It comes with these like two little bars you put between the base of the ends of the hammock, so it keeps you're not bouncing into each other. Yeah.
Wait. So what? You're being touched by someone else when you're in the hammock?
No.
Even though you love her and sleep next to her.
No. So it's like a 5 foot like brace goes between each hammock at the head and the foot, and it creates like a dual hammock that sits next to each other, so you can hang them. Otherwise, you have to have two trees that are kind of near each other, or go up above each other, and that's can be dangerous and a pain in the butt.
So who gets out of the hammock first when the black bear comes? Like
that'll be me. I'll be the one out trying to shoo it away. But yeah, we're going to. It's looking forward to. It. We're going to hit somewhere up north on the Brule River, up near Lake Superior. And then we got a campsite north into Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula, right across the lake from Isle Royale or Royal Isle, whatever it is.
When are you going?
End of August.
Okay, good. Because, you know, like start around October.
Oh, yeah.
The black bear get really hungry.
And they come down off the island. Yeah.
Don't want to run into them. You know,
no, we'll be avoiding that. That's why we're not going to the Minnesota side. So should be majestic
because bears like cartels respect state boundaries.
Well, no, but the Minnesota side is much further north, farther north, and it's reaches into unfettered parks through Canada that have massive bear migrations and really moose. That's the thing you got to worry about. A drunken fall, elderberry laden moose coming at you.
You know what? I would I'd be worried. I wish you had like a livestock guardian, like a Kongal or something, like a good dog to keep the bears off you. And I think I'm just going to have to watch, what's that scary movie, like Jaws of Bears movie? What is it?
Jaws of Bears
the,
movie.
The out, the back country.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. There you go.
Back country. And all I have to say is, Jeff, ooh, when the bear's pushing on the guy's, he's pushing the fence, against the tent.
Right.
Yeah, right, against the tent. Okay.
Yeah, no, we'll be all right. We're well protected. We're careful.
Before we go, let's talk about our next guest because
absolutely.
Yeah,
we would be remiss as Bruce Wolf would say. We're gonna talk to Keith Thornton Jr., a longtime 911 operator for the city of Chicago, who recently said he couldn't do it anymore and left. We're gonna find out why, find out what happened, see what life was like working that job, which is tough hours and tough subject matter. I mean, not an easy job by any means.
So many coppers are retiring, so many leaving and quitting, and state's attorneys like Murphy, and I tried to reach out to Murphy, James Murphy, and I hope to get him on and talk to him, because there's so many professionals that just can't take it anymore.
All right.
You know, we're all losing because of that.
Yeah.
But I look forward to talking to Mr. Thornton.
Yeah,
it was a big deal. A police dispatcher who was well respected and basically walked the entire city through that tragic shooting of Ella French, police officer Ella French.
Yeah, which was as we mark a year since that tragedy. Yeah. Jeez.
All right. Do you have anything else for the ladies on the what do we call them? Ladies in the big hats.
Ladies in the big hats. I don't have anything. I have anything else?
Me neither. Either.
I think it's a good place to put a pin in it until we talk to you again.
For Jeff Carlin, executive producer, WGN Radio, future physics teacher. He seems to be coming around to supporting time travel and. He's going camping. And for me, John Cass, husband, father, editor-in-chief of johncassnews.com. All I got to say is, good night, ladies.
Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies. We're going to leave you.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.